From NPR News, it's Day to Day. For generations, the streets of New Orleans were shaded by live oak and magnolia trees. After Hurricane Katrina, city crews had to cut down thousands of dead or sick trees lost to floodwaters. Now, almost a year later, even those trees that arborists hoped would survive are struggling. NPR's Molly Peterson prepared this report.
One here about 4 feet and one's at three and maybe a little
State
bit
forester and lifelong New Orleanian Tom Campbell stabs at a line Katrina flooding left on one of the 13,000 trees in City Park. He says more than 20% of the rooted residents in this, his home urban forest, died or are struggling. Sycamores did okay, mostly. Not ash trees, not the delicate magnolias. And while Campbell once hoped for the Japanese maples and the sweet olive trees, now he understands those species couldn't recover from weeks underwater.
Because the soil is saturated with water, standing water, there's no air movement through the soil, no way for the roots to breathe, which is essential.
Now that some time has passed in the tree's life cycle, it's obvious to Campbell that the floodwaters suffocated trees and their nutrients. Just dig your hands into the earth around them.
If you get a handful of that soil and smell it, it doesn't smell like a forest soil. It's almost completely denuded of the smell of worms and the microorganisms and fungi, things that are going on in the soil. That's gone.
That's why Bob Richards, the city's forester, says his crew's been taking down about 60 dead trees a week in New Orleans since the storm. At this rate, they'll catch up. Never.
We're limping along.
Most of the parks department is on tree duty, even the city's welder. Where people are back, like in Uptown, traffic slows progress. Where waters were deep, like in Lakeview, more trees have died. And just as before, overhead power lines are tangled in among tree branches all over town. But Richard says there's a new wrinkle. Even utility crews working nearby don't always know which lines are live.
And they can't tell you on a day-to-day basis if what I'm working on is hot. It's very scary. I don't like working like that.
The city has about $300,000 for tree removal. Richard says FEMA no longer funds his work because it doesn't consider damaged trees to be flood-related.
It's so frustrating to have somebody say that to you and look you straight in the face and tell you that. And then to tell you that it's not a hazard. A standing dead tree is not a hazard. Well, you tell that to the people that branches are falling on their FEMA trailers.
State Forester Campbell says without FEMA money, City Park has turned to grants and private donations to pay for tree care. Before the storm, people gave to the park for its famous live oaks that spread graceful 100-foot canopies, their limbs skimming the ground. Most live oaks are still thriving, leaves coming back, bark callousing over where the wind broke it. But Campbell says many other trees will never be the same.
The older trees that are in starting their decline or in a stage of decline can't respond with the vigor to put on new root growth, new shoot growth, fill back in areas that were, you know, thinned out by the storm. Kind of like the old people in New Orleans, huh? We're losing the whole top layer.
Campbell's Lakeview neighborhood has lost a lot of its urban canopy already. He says changes in the city's tree population will still take a few more years to understand and get used to. Molly Peterson, NPR News, New Orleans.